In Scotland, from Aberdeen to Inverness, you might be hearing a collective moan brought about by this news that the Scottish delicacy, and I use the word with some hesitation, the Scottish delicacy haggis is in fact not Scottish, but English. For the uninitiated, haggis is a mixture of sheep innards, heart, liver, and lungs, mixed with oatmeal, fat, and spices, and cooked, ideally, in a sheep's stomach.
And it is delicious. It is so much a part of Scottish tradition that the poet Robert Burns wrote an address to the haggis in 1786, calling it the Great Chieftain o' the Puddin' Race.
Drenching your gushing entrails bright like ony ditch, and then, oh, what a glorious sight, warm, reekin' rich.
Now, a food historian says she's found a reference to haggis in an English cooking guide that predates any Scottish reference by more than a century.
We're going to get reaction now from a haggis maker, Robert Patrick, who joins us from Glasgow, Scotland. Mr. Patrick, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
And how is this news about haggis being, in fact, an English creation? How's that going down in the greater haggis community?
It's not going down very well, I can assure you of that. I think everybody's a wee bit devastated with the news, but as I was thinking of something to say when I was heading over to the studios here, our good friends in America, I think everybody would think apple pie was American.
Sure.
And it is, and it's as simple as that. Apple pie is American. Maybe somebody made it before them, but apple pie is American, haggis is Scottish. End of story.
You're sticking with that. That's your story.
Oh, I think there's absolutely no doubt whatsoever.
Well, you are, as I understand it, a world champion, a former world champion haggis maker.
That's correct, yeah. I won the championship in the year 2003, and 4 years later, 2007, I was the runner-up, so we've done quite well with our haggis.
Well, this food historian, Catherine Brown, says that she's found a reference in a book from 1615, an English book, and it says this: small oatmeal mixed with the blood and the liver of either sheep, calf, or swine maketh that pudding which is called the haggis. And well, that's well before any reference in any Scottish literature.
Well, so she claims anyway. I mean, as we all know, the Scots are a well-travelled nation, as a lot of our friends in America come from Scottish origin, so it could quite easy if somebody's been down there with their cookbook and dropped it and somebody's had a wee look at it. We'll leave it at that anyway, I think. Eh?
Oh, you think a Scot went to England, made the haggis, it caught on? It all came from Scotland, though. You're sure of that?
All adds to the romance, and I'm pretty sure of that, definitely.
This food historian, we should say, Catherine Brown, is a Scot.
I haven't heard of her before, certainly, but I thought with a name like Catherine Brown, she would be a Scot.
But as far as you're concerned, as a former world champion haggis maker, haggis is and always will be Scottish.
100%, totally.
Well, Robert Patrick, thanks so much for talking with us and setting us straight.
Not a problem, thank you.
That's haggis maker Robert Patrick of the butcher Patrick's of Camelon in Falkirk, Scotland.